My eyes feel like they want to fall out. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn, and welcome to a very special Leetku Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review, Episode 33, Bootfighter Windom XP SP2.net. Okay, so today I'm talking to you about a game much like one we've spoken of before, Silver Knights. But when we did that game, we had brought Will in for the first time, and it was a weird transition period, and though it was fine, it definitely didn't convey my passion for giant robots. So I'm taking this as an opportunity to go back and see if I can really bring you into the world I'm in when I play giant robot games, watch giant robot shows, eat giant robot cereal, and even when I imagine the most zen mind-blowing experience that giant robot finds kitten would be. Since I know this is something which, if I'm left on my own, would become so awesome that it would explode all the audio system that you would try to play it on, I brought someone along to keep me from spiraling out of control.
Hello, it's me, Caitlin, the one you haven't heard from since the Rhythm Game episode.
That's right, she's back. I don't actually know how well she's going to do at holding back my manly passions, seeing as how women all are always held back by the trail of their tears. But I think she'll do just fine.
So, anyway, what game have you dragged me out here to podcast with you on, you big, manly, passionate, whatever the hell you are?
Yes, the game. Today we're talking about Windom Bootfighter XP SP2.net.
Windom? Don't you mean window?
Windom is one of my favorite games to play a few rounds of when I got the time between classes.
Okay, and what's it about?
The giant robots blowing the crap out of each other, of course.
What, it doesn't have, like, a backstory or anything?
None really to speak of.
Uh-huh.
But I know when I play, I always envision my own epic story.
Internal power to enable.
Enabled.
External power to disable.
Disabled.
Primary weapons to enable.
Enabled.
Secondary weapons to enable and prime.
Primed.
Astrogation systems to enable.
Enabled.
Life support to enable. Reflector shields to enable and prime. Targeted systems to enable.
Enabled.
Alpha interface to enable.
Enabled.
Major interface to prime. Twin lasers to enable.
Enabled.
Bombs to prime.
Alright, so we're in the future, far enough that tanks and planes are pansy tools of wars of the past. Giant humanoid battle machines rule the battlefield. Of course, all the world's a battlefield, so everyone's got robots. This is the one I use. The KD-06 Asteroid Windom 2000 SP-1.
Why this one?
It comes with two swords!
Figures. Do I get one?
Yes, of course!
Cool, which one?
Well, you get to pick. There's the KD-04 Millennium, the KD-03 MS-98 type, the Longhorn Windom Vista.
Ooh, what about this one?
That's the Whistler Type B Windom XP. It's got more missiles than any of the other mechs. You may just have the Burning Warrior Spirit in you yet.
Okay, so I can have this one?
Sure. As long as you drop some pictures and sound files into the pilot's folder, you can add yourself to the pilot roster. There's also a lot of pilot packs that you can go out and find on the internet to add in. Or you can just play with some of the pilots that come with it. They're cats, though.
Kitties!
Okay, then!
So, what do we do now?
We set out for a battle. Now, if you're playing by yourself, you can go with a survival mode, or just the much larger scale team battles. But since we want to play together, let's go with multiplayer. It's just as well. It's the only way you can really set up any gameplay options. Okay, now let's go to this server.
Where are we?
I took us to an empty server. I'm gonna spawn a bot for us to take on. Now, when he comes into play, there's two things you need to remember to do.
And what are they?
Move and shoot!
Ah!
Remember, holding down the fire button for the weapon will charge it up for a more powerful attack.
Like this? Yes, I did it!
Excellent. A bit rough, of course, but for a first-timer, you did just fine.
You know, I think I can now see why you get so into this stuff. What's that?
New players are entering the server.
Whoa, those look really different from ours. What are they?
Those are the four Linux models. Anthurium Linux is a sniper-type mech. Cymbidium Linux is a Guardian Angel unit. Black Selena is a trick close-quarters type. And Iris Linux is a magical girl mech. Quick, take cover! Okay, keep them pinned down with your MIRVs, and I'll move in close to take them out.
Okay! Black Selena's getting close!
Just hang on!
Ah!
Caitlin! Damn you, Black Selena! This will end you! Cross Cutter! Yeah, I got them all.
But what happened? I know I got blown up.
Well, some of the mechs in the game are noticeably better than others, so they give the weaker mechs more lives to make up for it.
So, mine's a weaker one?
Only a little. He was really strong, though.
But yours has the cross cutter, which is like a super move or something?
No, there's no super moves. It just feels really good to scream things while you attack. Makes it go faster.
Okay.
But you're back at full health?
Yep. How you doing?
All the worse for wear, but...
So, you managed to defeat my Linux distros.
Who's that?
Oh no.
But now the time of your defeat has finally arrived.
What?
I fought him before. He's the leader of a clan I've been at war with since my Action Quake 2 days.
You still play that game?
Yeah, but not like we used to.
Prepare yourself.
Get away! He's using the Black Comb Windup! It's made of lasers!
Infinite convergence, 0 points eradication array!
That was close. Take this!
Ah! Nick!
Stay back, he's too dangerous.
That's right, this battle has no place for Rival Limit's Haunt.
What? Oh, that's it, we're taking this guy out. Blitz cannon!
What?
Okay, let's go! Energy rail!
Enough of this foolishness!
Shut up! Our love burns with the heat of 10,000 suns!
What?
Ultimate passion technique! Dual strike! Quadruple cut!
And that's pretty much what it's like to play Boot Fighter.
Alright, sounds awesome.
Okay, so I'll put links to the game in the show notes. As usual, you can contact us at podcast@elite2studios.net. Check out our comics, our stuff. Soon we will actually be adding our own game section to the website, where we'll put up games and mods that we've made. It's in development, it's in the secret phase, but don't worry, it's coming. And aside from that, we will see you next time here on the podcast. Good night, everybody. Music for this episode was Star Fox Godspeed OC Remix by The Wingless, Mega Man X Airbase OC Remix, by the Chushiko Sound Team, Chaos Fantasy by Paragon X9, Final Boss Nightmare by Matt475, Weestern by The Only Magical Pig, and Heats by Hironobu Kageyama. All sound effects were found through freesound.org. Yep, I'll put links in the show notes and other stuff.
Fun etc. things.
Yeah, sounds good, bro. Haha, Ryan, you wrote that, so it's in the script. This is how Google Docs works!